Everything hasn't been down.
Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. This morning's program features some amazing voices and instrumental sounds. I'll be introducing our audience to Musica Intima for the first time on this program. Choose selections to honor our veterans today and throw in a little Gavin Bryars. And of course, oboe music. We're going to start the morning appropriately with a classic, with a little bit of a twist. Amazing Grace, arranged in a manner that you have probably never heard it before. Now, this arrangement from Canadian trumpeter Jens Lindemann covers everything from hymns and gospel blues to Dixieland, and even a double high C ending, just for good measure. Here's the International Brass Personality of the Year, Mr. Jens Lindemann and Amazing Grace.
Thank you.
Wow, Jens Lindemann and Amazing Grace Variations. That comes from his early disc called Flying Solo. And a new addition to this program, but a long-standing tradition in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland, are the incredible harmonies of Musica Intima. Now this year they are celebrating their 20th anniversary with early music from their roots to more contemporary sounds, and we'll be hearing selections from the past 20 years throughout the program. And I very much appreciate their philosophy. The co-founder, Michael Murray, writes, "The idea for the group was a simple one. Rehearse music, have a glass of wine, enjoy each other's company." Now, this artistic vision has taken them, and I quote, "from basement suite rehearsals to performances, full concert tours, and, who would have thought, coordinated costumes." Musica Intima certainly has come a long way. Well, let's enjoy some of the journey with some music by Imant Carlos Remint.
Thank you.
Ave Verum Corpus, music by Canadian composer Amant Carlos Ramesh, performed by Musica Intima. And you're listening this Sunday morning to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And as it is a day to remember, let's honor that with our next selection. Music from a beautiful CD by John McDermott. The Green Fields of France was inspired by a visit by Eric Bogle back in 1975, to a small cemetery near the Belgian border. It was a beautiful spot, very peaceful, with the sun shining and poppies growing in the fields, almost enough to forget the great loss of 310 soldiers in that cemetery. But not quite. 2 months later, he wrote this song.
Well, how do you do, young Willie? McBride, do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while neath a warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean. Or young Willie McBride, was it slow and unseen? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart, are you forever 19? But are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed then forever behind a glass frame? In an old photograph, torn, battered, and stained, and faded to yellow in a brown leather frame. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Sun, now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer breeze makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gun firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. to man's blind indifference to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? I am Willie McBride. I can't help wonder why. Do those that lie here know why did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end war? For the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, killing and the dying was all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again, and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
John McDermott and the Green Fields of France. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's continue with some music by Samuel Barber, his Adagio for Strings. It is one of the most poignant and reflective works that I know, very suitable for remembrance. It was arranged initially for string orchestra from the second movement of his string quartet back in 1936. It was performed for the first time in 1938 in a radio broadcast from New York's studio and attended by an invited audience conducted by none less than Arturo Toscanini, who also took the piece on tour in Europe and South America. We're going to hear another celebrated performance this Sunday morning with the Philadelphia Orchestra and Eugene Ormandy conducting. The Philadelphia Orchestra with Eugene Ormandy conducting and Samuel Barber's Adagio for strings. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And as promised, we're going to continue to explore one of the gems in our own backyard. I'm speaking about the ensemble Musica Intima. Celebrating 20 years this year, they also promote and celebrate other West Coast composers, as we're going to hear in this next selection with music by Stephen Chapman. Now, he's the professor and head of the composition division at UBC back since 1976. He's described as the dean of BC composers by the Vancouver Sun. A winner of numerous awards and accolades and commissions, his works have inspired great Canadian composers and musicians alike. This is Musica Intima, and Stephen Chapman's You Have Ravished My Heart. How beautiful is that? That was Stephen Chapman's You Have Ravished My Heart, performed by Musica Intima. And if you are a regular listener of the program, you'll know it's one of my favorite times of the show. It's oboe music time. Time to celebrate the sweet melancholy of the oboe tone. incidentally, which is the title of this next CD. Today, A Taste of Vaughan Williams. Now, this was written initially for cello. We're going to hear a performance on the cor anglais, or English horn, whichever you prefer, and it's of his 6 studies in English folk songs. Here is Jeremy Permer and Diana Ambache.
Thank you.
Jeremy Palmer on cor anglais and Diana Ambache on piano. That was an adaptation of Vaughan Williams' Studies in English Folk Songs. We're going to continue with the next CD, which was created in part, very ingeniously back in the day, by hanging a mic outside a window alleyway and capturing the haunting singing of a lost soul. Gavin Bryars took this and reorchestrated it, and it resulted in an incredible musical testament. Here is Jesus' Blood, Never Failed Me Yet.
Jesus' Blood, never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus' Blood, never failed me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' Blood never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus' Blood never failed me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' Blood never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus' Blood never failed me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' Blood never failed.
Blood never failed me yet.
Gavin Bryars and Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I always love to enjoy great music that we have in our city, and very excited about Musica Intima's 20th anniversary celebration. But before we get lost into their music once again, I'll let you know of the upcoming concert announcement. They are going to be performing Saturday, November 17th at 7:30 p.m. That's at St. John Shaughnessy Anglican Church. And once again on Sunday, November 18th at 2:30 p.m. at St. Andrew's United Church in North Vancouver. You can get tickets and more information at musicaintima.eventbrite.ca. And as you will listen to in this next selection, you'll realize why I gave you all the concert information first. You're going to want to go.
Oh,
O Nata Lux by Musica Intima. And once again, you can catch their opening concert coming up on Saturday, November 17th at 7:30. That's at St. John Shaughnessy Anglican Church. And they do it again on Sunday, November the 18th at 2:30 at St. Andrew's United Church in North Vancouver. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I believe we have time for a fitting classic, performed by another great Canadian artist. Here is John McDermott and Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside, the summer's gone and all of the roses falling. Tis you, must go and I must bide. But come here, bark, when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow, 'tis I'll be Danny Boy, oh Danny Boy, we love you so. And when ye come and all of the flowers are dying, and I am dead, come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me, and I shall hear. And on my grave will a warmer, sweeter be. And ye shall abandon and tell me that you love me. And I shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
Very appropriate. That was the beautiful voice of John McDermott and Danny Boy. And you've been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And do stay tuned listening to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio, and culture, and just a little bit of dancing and a lot of fun with Worku. It's coming up at 10 o'clock until noon. I'm going to leave you now with some more music from the lovely and talented group Musica Intima. Till next Sunday at 9. Take care.